This is the Rob, Anybody, and Don Show, or as most of you call it, two boomers and some cool people. This is Rad Radio.
A couple emails, R-E-D at radradio.com. We were talking about a variety of things, including Rad TV. Got a lot of views over the weekend as people got caught up on the new things that we premiered. We're premiering something every day this week as well. This morning at 11 a.m. we will roll out the what happens before the show in the main studio videos.
So quick edit on the air. We're actually going to be releasing the office tours today due to production issues on the back end. So we will have the two new videos today that will be the offices of Kyle and myself. But the main studio prep that Rob hosts and also is the sped up version should be tomorrow.
And then will everything else be as we have, since we're doing this live on the air, discussed and talked about?
I am confirming things are changing minute by minute.
Okay. All right. So
as far as confirmation with the production side.
So office tours of your office and Kyle's office?
Correct.
That's but all the other behind-the-scenes stuff is up and was up.
That's weekend. What I'm waiting on confirmation on. I sent you an email with a little bit more info.
Okay, because we did get one from another Brandon, a non-working here Brandon, who says, I really like being able to watch all of the Rad behind-the-scenes and seeing the Rad studios. So that's up there. My favorite one to watch was the tour of the Rad kitchen and the debate on how to use the microwaves. Yeah. And Rob's face on thinking how dumb the debate was. Right, we have two microwaves.
One superior.
We each have our favorite.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. You can look down on the microwave that I use all you want. Well, and I get that there's a history there, but also it is a simpler microwave, and that's why I like it.
I look down on it because it is down on the counter where mine is up above the oven.
I gotcha.
So we discuss why, and there's two microwaves because there's four or five of us, and we all obviously have breaks during the show at the same time, and you might have more than one person wants to heat something up, etc.
Hey, good news for Brando is he never has to wait for his. No one's using it.
That's right.
It's like your own microwave.
I treated it as such, and it's clean all the time.
This Brandon, the emailer, says, it was also mentioned that Rob's office is called the C-Suite. Yet nobody has figured out exactly what it stands for. Rob, you mentioned some people say it's the CEO office, it's the corner office, right? If you Google it, there's all these, what a C-suite is. It's supposed to be where the important people are. this Brandon says, I think there is an actual answer. I think it's since your office, Rob, it's Chubby's office.
Good. Okay, it starts with a C.
Excellent.
Good. Perfect.
Keep them coming. George is a better class of Rad Radio listener watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Says, I just tuned in a few minutes ago. It was when Rob was full screen and my phone was full screen, and I noticed how Rob's eyes picked up the color of his shirt. I also have blue eyes, and I now will go find the top that Rob is wearing.
Nice.
I can only hope my eye color shows up and shows out like his. I mean, it's... Is this a royal blue? Is that how the shirt looks?
Royal?
It's just a Nike pullover, so I mean, I don't...
Yeah. I guess.
It's like Kool-Aid blue.
Kool-Aid blue?
It's really pretty.
I mean, it's bluey blue.
It's pretty blue.
Not bluey like the kid, like
right,
the kids show.
It's just very...
It's blue. I don't know. See what you miss if you don't have Rad TV?
Hey, I bet there is one called Pretty Blue.
We'll go with that. It's pretty blue.
You know, in the paint things, you know, all those... Sample examples.
You can get
so many shades.
You can get all of this wonderful visual stuff by watching Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
The best things in life aren't free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. Make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in Rob's Jar of Change. With Rob's Change. What I want. With Rob's Change. What I want. With Rob's Change.
Caller 18 to win Rob's Change. Hello, Kaylee.
Hello.
We have had 10 guesses and 10 clues. If you have somehow put together, Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator's seemingly odd random clues and put a number to them, you will win that amount of money. What is your guess?
$2,420.07.
$2,420.07.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Come on.
Wow.
Gotta be a witch.
Oh, my God.
So,
I I was just thinking after the last clue. How would anyone? Oh my gosh.
Kaylee, would you like to explain how you came up with $2,420.07 based on the 10 clues that were given?
Yeah, so the first four clues, I had rain, storms, something like that, and then purple rain, I got Prince. So right then and there, I started thinking, okay, Prince, rain, and I started thinking about the Super Bowl performance when he played Purple Rain and it was pouring rain. And then when we got the Smoke 'em if you got 'em and... Be careful. It was like, be careful, marijuana is still illegal in Florida. That just lined up even more because that Super Bowl was in Florida.
Wow.
And then the other ones just kind of lined up with the Super Bowl. And then the last one, 18, I started looking that up. And I think it was Peyton Manning. He was named the MVP for that Super Bowl. Jeez. So it all just kind of lined up.
I honestly, I swear, if I didn't have like hard-clad written legally binding signed paperwork from Michelle and knowing her as a person and knowing how ethical she is, I would think that you were in on this with her because you almost just described the reasoning behind her clues in every single way. Those first four, you're right. They're all about rain. And then clue number four was purple rain, which a lot of people then jump to, as she said, Prince. And then we get to, remember clue number five was, or maybe it will rock you like a hurricane. So that could be another song title. It loosely references rain. Also, the Chicago Bears practice at the Miami Hurricanes facility. So there's all these things that are starting to tie them. Smoke them till you got them. 420. Remember, the final answer was 242007. So 242007. Yep. The recreational weed still illegal in Florida. She puts together that the Super Bowl was played in Miami. And this is the reference back to the prior clue. Budweiser, by the way, in clue number eight. The USA Today Super Bowl ad meter chose two Budweiser commercials as the top two commercials for the game, which Prince was the Super Bowl halftime. And 18, she got 18, exactly right. MVP Peyton Manning jersey's number was in there as well, which all goes into how we somehow got to. As Michelle wrote, I settled on February 4th, 2007. That was the day Prince performed the halftime show for Super Bowl 41. I love Prince. This halftime show was/is almost universally picked as the best Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
That's so great.
And I thought with this choice I could write clues about rain, Prince, the various cities and locations and stats associated with that game and football in general. Blah, 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 blah is what Michelle won. So congratulations again, Kaylee. You get $2,420.07.
Thank you.
All right. Hi.
Very welcome.
That was so fun.
We will play another round of Win Rob's Change at 9:30 this morning, one I'm completely unprepared for. Didn't think we would get a clue or get an answer that quickly. But we will play again.
And we'll
get
it was a woman.
A picture up as soon as possible of the newest amount of the bucket. Just that's all you'll have to go on at 9:30. Kind of, as we go back to Wordle. You have nothing to go off if you're playing Wordle in the morning. It's a five-letter word. You don't get a subject or anything. So we're talking about how somebody wrote in last Friday, and a lot of us that do Wordle, we use the same opening word, and we try to get as many. I mean, in my case, I'm trying to get as many vowels eliminated. I use irate, I-R-A-T-E, so there's an I, A, and E, things like that. So Danny wrote in, and if I didn't finish the thought, the woman was excited from Friday because her opening word was the word. And you win on your first guess.
Crazy.
It never happens.
Yeah.
Danny says, my 10-year-old son and I play every morning. He came up with the best opening word, adieu. It gives you every vowel but O. This is one of my complaints with Wordle. I don't have a lot. But they do allow, not foreign words, but kind of, sort of. Like, one of them a couple weeks ago that neither my wife nor I could figure out was like a British slang term.
No.
And it made no sense.
No.
It didn't mean anything.
No,
in
that's
our
not fair.
Yeah,
not even like you know how like they call shopping carts lorries.
Oh,
and it wasn't
okay.
Even that. Like, I mean, I'm at least I'm aware of that. I don't remember what the word was, but that was annoying.
So are you strict enough in cases like that where you won't Google those types of words, so slang terms from British words, so that you could try to get an advantage? Or is that something you get like guess off the top
of
your head?
Since you don't know what the category is.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
But there is to your question. There are many. There So I say there is one that my wife and I are both aware of. I forget what it's called. I think it's like Tom's Wordle. Anyways, this clown, I don't know if he wakes up every morning at 12:01 a.m. Eastern time or if he's associated with the New York Times and gets the answer, but he posts the winning word every day. The way he does it is he will if you have his website saved, he'll give you clues. Like if you don't want to know the answer, he'll tell you, okay, there's this many different vowels. There are no letters repeated. Here's the first letter of
the
winning
word. If you kind of want to, have some clues.
So when you get to, okay, I've done five guesses. I'm down to my last guess. If you want to cheat so that you don't lose your winning streak, you can always go to a website and find out what the word is and just put it in.
Yeah, but that's, no. If this is New York Times, which is based in America, you got to keep the words, what we know. You can't be throwing foreign slangs in.
I don't like adieu. I don't like adieu, which is, you know, I bade you adieu, which is a French word, right? I don't like that they allow that.
A-D-O-O.
Incorrect. Oh. No, what is it? A-D-I-E-U. No, there's no X.
There's no X?
Five, can only be five letters.
Boo. Oh, I think it's U-H-D-O-O.
That would be the American spelling. Yeah. Yes, and that is what many of us say after walking out of the restroom. Carrie wrote in and said, for her opening word, I use least. I've guessed the word in the first turn once, and I have been using least for almost a year, and I refuse to change it until it is picked. Because the day I don't use it will be the day that it's the word. To that point, O'Brien wrote in.
Ugh.
This is what life is like as O'Brien. He says, I used to use the word there, T-H-E-I-R, like that is their home, as my starting word. So you get an E and an I plus R and T. Those are very popular, right? Then I changed my starting word to haste. So still an E and an A, an S and a T. All right. I mean, he could be doing better with the vowels. But either way, he changed his word to haste. That day that I changed to haste, the word wound up being there. Just my Brian luck.
That's great.
That sounds exactly right. Brian. Yep. All right. We got this email early this morning from Melinda.
Hey, Melinda.
Screaming, very excited, all caps. Brandon!
What?
OMG!
I
just woke up to get ready for work, and I was trying to search Google for something. When through sleepy eyes, I saw a story on Google about Tool giving a surprise performance over the weekend. Mm-hmm. With a squeal of joy, I was suddenly wide awake. I clicked on the story for the details. I was so thrilled to read that this surprise performance was at the Hollywood Bowl and that you were there for it.
I was.
Oh, my God,
they put that in the news story? That Brandon from Rad Radio was at the Tool show?
I'm a big deal.
We are talking a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and at the Hollywood Bowl, no less, my mind was blown at just thinking about it and you and how happy you had to be. We talked on Friday about how common it is at the Hollywood Bowl, this iconic venue down in L.A., for guest stars to come out, especially because you're in the Mecca of a lot of them that live there. And I guess on this tour that Maynard's been doing for his 60th birthday, lead singer Tool, he's already been having guest stars. But so you were anticipating something happening.
Yeah, and I pretty much guessed it just because L.A., the band that it's not Maynard lives in L.A. So, of course, that was the highest pick for me for like the guest appearance. In previous shows, they've had other like comedians and other musicians pop in, but not as big as his big mainstay Tool. So it was the song that I called. Like I don't know if I made this on the record on the show or if it was a discussion that I had with my fiance Nicole who went with me to on the way there or days prior. But I said if Tool's gonna be there, they're gonna play Anima because that's the song about wanting LA to be flushed into the ocean and making Arizona a bay outside of it. And so it's like their quote love letter to Los Angeles. And of course, that's the song they played. So I just dusted off my shoulder, enjoyed the show for what it was. And it was incredible. That venue itself was obviously designed for entertainers by entertainers because the quality of the sound was incredible. It's just nestled right there in the Hollywood Hills. You could see the Hollywood sign in the background from where we were. And I don't know if this is standard practice, but there's there are two spotlights that create an X in the sky above the crowd. Is that something that they do every time? I didn't get to look.
I don't No, and I don't recall when I saw Ricky Gervais last year seeing that.
Probably because you were way too close to the stage to look back towards the peasants and look up at the sky to see said.
We would have to Google that.
I will Google that.
Two stupid questions. Actually, okay. The second one's not stupid. The Tool performance of Anima, was that the close?
No, it was they did make a big deal, they being Maynard, a big deal about no phones, all on the screens. They played this video prepping the crowd. Okay, this is a rule. And then they played the first song. Maynard came up and said, all right, let's get the ugly stuff out of the way. I was expecting him to say, Tool's not going to be here. But then he ended up saying, phones, no go. We will kick you out. Enjoy the experience. And by the end of the show, I only saw one verbal warning to a lady using her phone and making a video. And I was pissed because, like, they said no warning. Just they're going to be kicked out. So the person, there was like two rows in front of me that I saw this woman doing this. And I was like, no, this is not right. Like, get her out of here. And the guy in front of me was like, turned around. And said, yeah, get her out of here.
Mainly because you just wanted to see it happen up close and personal.
That's
right?
It. Yeah. That's it. It's just fun to watch. Watch chaos and everything, but and they told you so you know, you just got to play by the rules. But yeah, they were the second to last song, because he said, all right, we at the beginning of the show, he said, okay, we're gonna let you film one song at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. At the end of the show, he said, all right, pull out your phones. The last two songs you can film, because we picked up some strays along the way. The strays being the members of Tool, and they come out and they're like in a backwards setup from how they traditionally are, and they did that on purpose just to make it look different and everything. And Maynard joked to Danny Carey, who's the drummer, and he's like he has octopus arms. He's so prolific on the drum set. He has a drum set that's larger than any drum set that you probably see, and it's so intricate. And there's so many cymbals and toms and things. And he goes up and plays Josh Freese's drum set, who's the drummer for A Perfect Circle, but he's also the new drummer for Foo Fighters since Taylor Hawkins passed. And Maynard was like, oh, look at Danny. He's looking at this drum set. He says, where's the rest of the drum set? This isn't a real drum set. Played Anima, and they went left stage. And then all three bands, Pussifer, Primus, Perfect Circle, came out and played the last song together. So three drummers,
Jesus.
Three bass players, you know, multiple guitar players. It was so cool the way that they interlaced each performance, each band, three songs each, and it just never skipped a beat. There was a 6-minute intermission, which was not enough time at the Hollywood Bowl to go to the bathroom, get any refreshments, gosh. Because it is crowded and the lines were super long. And Nicole, my fiance, was joking because she's like, I've never been to a show where the line for the men's room is longer than the one for the women's room.
So you can't even go in there real quick.
Well, I almost did. But the thing is, like, that is so typical for a Tool or a Primus show, because it's all dudes. It's a bro fest. And so the ladies are all like, this is a nice show. But overall, it was such a cool experience. And I'm so lucky to have been able to do it. And if you ever get an opportunity to see any band, any performer at the Hollywood Bowl, do it. It is so cool.
It is. And you had perfect weather, as I had hoped. And the second stupid question was not that you needed any. Were there any other surprise guests? I mean, no one like prior to Tool coming out, because, you know, Hollywood Bowl, sometimes they do 3-4, that kind of thing. But
yeah, it was a three and a half hour show.
Jesus.
So it was, but it was packed with so much stuff, especially if you love the bands that were all playing together, because they all sprinkled themselves in with other bands throughout the show. You know, the big encore was that they all played together at the same time. But then, like, Les Claypool from Primus, the bass player, would play a couple of songs with Pussifer. And then, you know, Perfect Circle had a couple of guys from Primus as well. It was just really cool.
So when you posted on Insta, I was like, wait a minute. And it was Tool. And I was like, oh God, I always hear what Brandon says. It's usually wrong. I like quote won't hear.
And I'm quote,
like,
quote. There's no quote around it. You literally don't listen to me or retain what I say.
I'm like, oh wow, I so misunderstood. He was going to see Tool. They were like the special guest with the main guy. And I keep thinking of Enema every time he says that song name.
It's a double.
Anima.
It's a double entendre.
Right. And half the DJs in the country when the song came out unintentionally would pronounce it enema. They weren't being funny. They were just stupid.
Yeah. I mean, they have songs like Stink Fist and Prison Sex. So yeah, it's on brand for them.
By the way, Sean had an interesting observation about the guy that wrote in at the beginning of the segment watching us on Rad TV and said he loved the color of my shirt. And we were trying to figure out, well, okay, it's blue. What kind of blue is it? Dawn decided to make up a blue called Pretty Blue. I don't know, it's just blue, royal blue. But Sean, is Kyle like so far ahead of the game, or did he just stumble into this because Kyle said it was Kool-Aid blue, and Sean said, did Kyle just call Rob the Kool-Aid guy because of how fat he's got?
No, that was just a stumble into. I was going off the flavor of Kool-Aid, raspberry lemonade.
Bravo.
Did you stumble through the wall and go, oh, yeah?
Rob did.
We've got our very own Kool-Aid man.
We are going to play the pressure cooker right now. We've got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Plus, you're qualifying for the grand prize drawing amongst all winners to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. That drawing is this Friday morning. The pressure cooker is our daily trivia game we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.